Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about amplified. Lately, we've been talking about the importance of praise. And I think when we create this environment where it's full of praise, one of the things that happens is that it amplifies our ability to hear more clearly from God. When we create this environment, we talk about our four fundamentals often on these daily communion meditations. The fundamentals are, number one, getting positioned in the light. And then we talk about magnifying God through praise and just meditating on the things of God. And I think when we do that, we create this environment that amplifies our ability to hear more clearly from Him. So we're going to be taking communion over this today, asking God for wisdom and insight into this and helping us walk in this at a greater level from this point on in our life. But why are we taking communion every day? About 10 years ago, I had pretty much no spiritual life whatsoever. I was just doing life on my own without God, doing things my own way. But life wasn't going the way that I wanted it to go. At the time, I was running my personal training business and just had the weight and pressure and the stress of the business on me. I had some months where I'm losing thousands of dollars in a month. I remember getting to the place, just going for a walk with my wife around the neighborhood, telling her over and over, there's got to be a better way to live. It wasn't for a lack of seeking or searching. I've been traveling all over the country, studying with some of the best health and fitness experts in the world. I've been reading books, taking courses, going to seminars, not just health and fitness stuff, but other areas of life like purpose and business and leadership and relationships and finance. But I wasn't finding what I was looking for. And then one day I came across a challenge to start reading one chapter from the book of Proverbs every day. Proverbs has 31 chapters. So on day one of the month, you read Proverbs chapter one. Day two of the month, you read Proverbs chapter two. And then you keep going like that until the end of the month. And then you start back over again. After doing this for a little while, one morning I came across Proverbs 13:22. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's the most valuable thing we could pass on to future generations? After some time of thinking about it and meditating on it, I came to the conclusion that the most valuable thing we could pass on would be wisdom for how to truly live. And so I made a commitment that day. I'm going to pass on manuals, lessons, and teaching for all the different areas of life. Areas like purpose and health and family and finances. But really, when I got started, I had no clue where to start. So I began seeking after God, began to totally immerse myself in the things of God. My relationship with Him began to grow. He began to teach me, began to train me, began to teach me this new way to live. We make Him the source. We get connected to Him, make Him the source of everything. I just simply began to document what He was taking me through. It wasn't always easy all the time. I had to unlearn some old ways, had to learn to do things in a new way, had to break free of some old patterns. Found myself at times in some impossible looking situations. Only to see God just continue to come up, come through, and just show up over and over again. And over the course of about 10 years, of just simply documenting what He was taking me through, just recording my journey, it turned into this whole program we have now called the Abundant Life Blueprint, with a series of books and courses and partners now. But out of everything we do in the Abundant Life Blueprint, I believe the most important thing is daily communion. Daily communion is what I call the number one table turner for all of life. It has the ability to just simply turn the tables, to turn things around and change the trajectory of our lives going forward. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to remember His sacrifice, to remember our covenant with God. Helps us to abide in Him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. Which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is like an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, with deep reverence and awe for the sacrifice of Jesus. And I think it's important we remember both sides of the cross. On one side, I think we remember all that He did for us, all that He suffered for us. But on the other side, we remember what His sacrifice means for us, how He connects us back to God, gives us His new covenant with God. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 10, 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves, because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick, and they die early because they don't examine themselves before taking communion. And if communion has the power to do that in the negative, I believe it has the power to do the opposite of that in the positive, if we'll take it the right way, to make us healthy and strong and give us long life. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout tips and advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is meant to teach us how to exercise our faith. So let's get started with our prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I thank you that Jesus was smitten for us so that you could fight for us. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. Send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. Keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is our time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. We're going to have this relationship with God that's brought down into today to impact everything that we do today. That's where we talk about executing these four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some fun into them today. But before we talk about our fundamentals, just have a quick reminder. God's got a process. When he took the people from Egypt to the promised land, he releases them from darkness. He transfers them into the light. But then they got to learn this new way of doing things. They got to learn to walk in God's ways of doing things. And very simply, you know, he takes them through this process of the wilderness and crossing over into the promised land. And to just sum up that process very simply, I think it takes believing that God's got something better for our life. Believing that he's got something better, being willing to move forward into that and relying and trusting on him to fulfill it rather than looking at what we can do in our own strength, waiting for his beautiful timing to unfold in our life as we inherit these promises through faith and patience. But our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. If we're going to get to this place of amplification, I think we got to go through these steps in order. Number one, we got to get positioned in the light. It starts with humility, humbling ourselves in relationship to God, humbling ourselves in relationship to other people. You want to become great in the kingdom of heaven, you got to humble yourself like this little child. Just simple childlike faith and belief in God. And we're going to take our position in forgiveness today. We're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to walk in forgiveness with ourselves. We're going to walk in forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith, and it's one of the easiest ways to maintain our positioning all day long. And being in position is a big deal, because it puts us in position to be able to receive everything that God has for us. God has taken everything that he has and he put it all in Christ. And we get this amazing opportunity. We get to be in him today. We have access to his spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, health and energy, purpose and grace. We've got fellowship with God, fellowship with people, time, finances, resources. It's all available. But we got to learn how to get in position to receive. And then we got to learn how to get it flowing through us where we see the fruit of it or the result of it in our life. So our first step is to get in position. Our second step is to magnify the light. We're going to turn up the brightness of this. And as we magnify, eventually it's going to lead to amplifying our ability to hear more clearly from him. But as we magnify, it's going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. And to magnify, it's all about what we focus on. Where's our focus and attention throughout the day? And we've talked about the example of the two baskets. One basket full of all the issues and problems and testings. The other basket full of our praise. Which basket are we going to magnify? Which basket are we going to put our attention and our focus on? To magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. Just take promises and be rolling them over and over on the inside. His unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our right standing with him in Christ, every good thing that he put within us, and just stay focused on all the things that are going well. Looking back at all that God has already done in our life, because what he started, he's going to finish. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply a matter of focus. Learning to magnify God in the face of the problems, casting those cares onto him, resting and trusting in him, because we trust that he can solve those the problems a whole lot better than we can. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, bitterness, unforgiveness, venting, complaining, magnifying the size of the issues and problems rather than resting and trusting in God. And that's where we got to learn to recognize the symptoms. Because when we're out of position or magnifying the wrong things, it's going to produce some symptoms in our life. There might be the tendency to retaliate at people or withhold good things that we know to do. We might avoid people or give them the silent treatment or try to isolate ourselves. And one of the biggest symptoms is this heaviness and weight and pressure on the inside. Like it's all sitting on you. Might have feelings of hopelessness or helplessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck. And it seems like there's no way out. And all that weight and that pressure, it just drains the energy right out of you. Emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry. We're dreading things in the future. We're toiling away in our mind trying to figure everything out. And unfortunately, this can become a habit. And you get stuck in these loops, these vicious cycles that just seem to keep repeating over and over again. But when we take our position in the light, there's rest in our soul. There's this fullness and completeness in him. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing because everything begins to flow. He begins to do the work. And now all of a sudden we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace that if we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around and get right back into the light again. How do we do it? I think we start with humility. Father, forgive me. I've missed it. We receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves. If we need to say we're sorry to somebody else or reconcile with somebody else, we take those steps. And then we start praising and magnifying him again. And I like to pray this very simple prayer. Father, thank you that what you put within me is more than enough to handle whatever's coming my way today in a beautiful, graceful way. Help me to tap into it and see it flowing in my life at a greater level today. You go through that simple process, the weight just lifts off you and everything begins to flow again. It's a beautiful thing. And then our third fundamental, we got to stay tuned into him today. Every day, God's trying to teach us and train us. And I believe as you go through these steps, I believe something God's showing me. You get in position, you start magnifying the light. And then all of a sudden, as you do that, it begins to amplify. You create this environment that amplifies the ability to hear from God more clearly. Because every day he's trying to teach us and train us and navigate us. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. And lately we've talked about installing what we call some filters at the top of the journal. These filters are just short phrases, maybe a statement, that we keep writing every night in our journal at the top before, as a way to reinforce God's standard for our life, as a way to reinforce his way of doing things. And these filters serve as navigation tools to help us navigate through the day successfully. For example, it might look something like the following: God is working continually for my good, and I'm going to do continually good for others. And that short phrase just helps to navigate us through the issues and problems of life. And then I like to start my journal with gratitude and praise, and then to magnify what went well today. What are all the ways I saw God showing up today? Because the more we look for them, the more of them we're going to see. And then I like to ask this question: God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen, and whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write those things down. And then we got to stay tuned into him throughout the day. If you're creating that positioning throughout the day, you're creating that magnification throughout the day, it's going to lead to some amplification. He's going to show up. He's going to teach you. He's going to train you. He's going to be with you all throughout the day. If you ever feel like you're losing that connection, just take a couple minutes. Just slow down, get connected back to him again. Start magnifying him again so that it gets amplified again. And then our fourth fundamental, we've got to do what we know to do today. The final thing I've learned to do in my journal is to plan out the upcoming day with God. And I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? Because I learned sometimes I was getting out ahead of God, toiling away in my mind, trying to force things to happen ahead of schedule, and the grace was not there. On the other side, sometimes I was procrastinating on things that I knew to do. It's easy to come up with a whole bunch of reasons to procrastinate on things that we know to be walking in. So I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? And that becomes the plan for the day. And then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we remember this very important principle that the first thing out of our mouth every morning sets the tone for the whole day. And as I began to learn about this, I began to seek God. What's the best thing for us to say? I felt like he was taking me back to Genesis chapter 1, the very beginning of the Bible, the first words we see God speak: let there be light. So I've begun to start my days this way, very first thing in the morning, the first words out of my mouth: let there be light. And it's amazing how just such a simple little thing brings a different energy into the day. Then we're going to get connected to him, start praising and magnifying him, turn up the amplification, and we're going to walk out that plan today together with him, full confidence that he's right there with us every step of the way. And when we get to that place of confident faith, his grace begins to surge through us. He begins to beautify our life. He begins to go to work. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our life. Let's talk about amplification. When we create this environment, we get positioned in the light. We start magnifying God. We turn up the brightness of it. We start magnifying. I believe this is something he's showing me. It begins to amplify our ability to hear from him more clearly. He's always speaking. He's always trying to teach us and train us. But I think part of it is getting to the point where we create that environment where it gets amplified and we can hear it more clearly. So Heavenly Father, we're asking for your help today. Number one, we're asking for wisdom and insight and understanding into this. How your voice gets amplified in the right environments. And we're asking for your help to walk in this consistently, to walk in it in greater and greater levels consistently, the way you designed us to in our life. And we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's take a moment to remember. God didn't have to send Jesus. He could have left us on our own, separated from him forever. But he chose to send his one and only Son out of his great love for us. Jesus is willing to come and humble himself, even unto death on a cross, to be rejected and betrayed and spit on and hit and mocked, whipped, nailed to a cross. Worst of all, I believe he's separated from God. The cup of God's wrath is poured onto his body. His body was destroyed. But then on the other side, he's raised back to life. He's victorious over death. And that same victorious power now lives on the inside of us. He connects us back to God, makes us right and holy and perfect in God's sight, all through his one sacrifice. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. And after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. It's the forgiveness of sins that releases us from darkness, transfers us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. He's given us this blood sworn oath. He's with us. He's for us. He's fighting for us. He's working for our good. And he'll never break that covenant. So, Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, let's talk about amplification in the workout. I think in a similar way, when you're doing your physical exercise, you're sending signals throughout the body. You're sending signals throughout the body when you're doing physical exercise. And when we create the right environment in the body, how do we do that? I believe working out is supposed to be a time to connect with God, make him the source, allow him to do the work in the exercise. Turn your workout into a time of praise and worship and being connected to God, resting in him, allowing him to do the work. And when I believe something amazing happens, when you begin to do that, it begins to amplify the results because the signals that are being sent are sent in the right environment to the body. And now the results from that workout become amplified. So Heavenly Father, something else we're asking for today is that in our physical exercise, you would help us to create the right environment in our bodies, in our physical exercise, so that the results from our exercise are amplified. We're asking for your help with that today in Jesus' name. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.